Father, I just thank you that as we look at your word this morning and as we want to come before you, I just pray that would you change us and shape us according to your word and your truth. And I thank you, God, that you are the one that is the one who wants to make a way, the one who wants to reach out to us. You're the one who puts in all the effort. You're the one who initiates. I'm so grateful that you've saved me, Jesus. And when I get it wrong, I'm so sorry. If repentance is what you want in worship, then I am so sorry, Lord, where I don't reflect you well, where my attitudes aren't right. Because I want to worship you because I believe that you're glorious and worthy of praise. I believe that you are the one that is worth it all. In your wonderful name. Amen. I'd love to just give us some context and then I'd love to stretch us a little. I felt this week as we were coming into this weekend and that there is really something in the church, not just this church, but the church. I believe that there's something in terms of even Christianity where we have been given such powerful access to the Lord. We've been given such an incredible gift. He's made such an incredible way. And when you don't grab a hold of it, you actually miss out on so much that he has for us. And I believe that it's prayer. I've been traveling a lot lately, and we were recently in a congregation, and I was talking to the leaders, and I was saying, so guys, what do you feel like God is saying in the church? And they all said, we feel like our prayer life is quite weak at the moment. We feel like we need to pray more, and we need to really be a people who pray. So I was like, okay, that's cool. Quickly, how are you all doing in prayer? And all of the leaders said to me, I said, don't give an explanation, just give an answer. Just give a number out of 10. And I think the highest number was 3 or 4. And you'd say that, be careful. We all oh, how could they? I'm -1. But I think that it's something that when you really grasp and understand, you realize that prayer is not a duty. Prayer is not a checkbox. Prayer is a privilege. It's you are able to have a normal relationship with this incredible God where you can speak to him and tell him what's going on in your life and petition and ask him and trust him, and he will give you peace and remove anxiety and bring healing and answer prayer. And so I believe that people don't believe in answered prayer, and that's why they don't pray. Because if you believe your prayers were heard and answered, would you pray? You know, even coming into this week, and I'm not political at all. I'm the least political guy you've met. But it's a big moment this week. Are you praying about that, or are you just worrying? Because you're doing one of them, at a minimum. And normally when you're praying about something, then it helps you to not worry about it, because you're putting it in the hands of the one who can do something about what you're praying for. So I want to read a few scriptures to us, and then I'm going to encourage us to pray in certain areas. And we're not going to stand, and you're not going to bow your heads and close your hands. Where we are, we're going to pray. And I want to demystify some of the elements of prayer that I think hinder people from praying. Okay. Is that okay? Jordan, is that okay? Are you awake this morning? Lucky to see you. Smile at me. So Luke 11, verse 1 to 4. And I just want to show you something. Jesus he's Jesus, right? He's healing. He's walking on water. He's doing the most incredible things. And once Jesus was in a certain place praying, as he finished, one of his disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray. They could have asked him to teach them anything. Teach us how to heal. Teach us how to do the miraculous. Teach us how to, but their first thing that they've noticed after watching Jesus, teach us to pray. There's something about what Jesus modeled in prayer. As John taught his disciples, and Jesus said, this is how you should pray. Father, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. Give us each day the day we need, and forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation. Jesus, like, they literally say, like, teach us how to pray. And then he gives them a very practical thing. Pray like this. I believe that sometimes, and I did a whole preach on this at some point, I'll redo it, but I did this whole preach about, I believe that Christians, we don't even correlate praying and speaking as the same thing. But the Bible is so clear, if you read it from every time that there's prayer, it's when you pray, say this, or when they said this, God heard them. And so prayer is something that comes out of your mouth, not your ears. It doesn't, like, it's not like you all get this bubble cloud and then you fill in your prayers. And yes, the Bible says you don't even have to ask him because he knows your very thoughts. But he's so clear about, even though he knows what's going on inside your head, when you speak out, when you pray to him, there's something that happens because you have this incredible God who wants to answer prayer. Do you believe that? I do. And while Jesus, Hebrews 5 verse 7, while Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears, with his eyes bowed and his hands together and on his knees. No. There is so much fluff that we associate with prayer that is not prayer. But there is so much truth that is prayer. When Jesus modeled prayer, when his disciples asked him to teach, what is that that you're doing? It's this loud cries and tears speaks about a genuineness. That there was an authenticity in when he prayed. It wasn't lip service. It wasn't like, Father, give us today our daily bread and forgive those. It's like, you don't even eat bread. You're on keto. Like, okay, Lord, give me my bacon that I... Really, I'm being genuine. It's like you might find yourself praying that, like, oh, Father, give us our bread, but you don't eat bread. Like, it's that, that's how separate we can be in what we say and what we mean. And so when we pray, you don't have to come with these long, mystical, and I've realized this as I speak to people, that often people don't pray out loud because they're worried about what other people will perceive about them. Can I tell you something? It doesn't matter. That's not the one that you're praying to. They're not the ones that are going to answer your prayers. The people can say, well, I would rather be someone who has the most simple prayer life than somebody who doesn't say anything because of a fear of people thinking that I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not God. He is. I'm not powerful. He is. I don't have powerful prayer. I have simple prayer with a powerful God. I don't have a method that will make your prayers answered. I can just introduce you to the one that answers prayer. Is that okay? Acts 1 verse 14. This is the concept that I wanted to bring this morning. And if it is stretching, can you trust me? Even if you don't know me, I'm trustworthy. My wife says so. Can you trust me in this regard? I would love you to stretch yourself this morning. And it says this, and they were all together and were constantly united in prayer. And they all met together. And there's this, you see it in Acts, you see it play out when the apostles go to jail and they come back and everybody's having a prayer meeting. There is this constant thing of the one aspect is you have this private prayer life between you and the Lord, which is where you go into your room, you close the door. It's not, you don't walk around like, God, would you give me a new car, please? Wayne, I don't know if you heard that, like, Lord, I really need a car. It's not like we're praying for everyone else to hear what you're praying for so that they might be the solution to your prayers. So there's this element of when you pray, when you're at home, close the door. Don't make it this public thing. Don't get on the roof and shout out, oh, you're a mate. Like, there's this private prayer life that he wants to reward with you because, and the reward is you'll find him in your private prayer life. You won't need to be around people to experience God. You won't need hyped worship to be able to worship. You would develop this one-on-one connection with God. That's the reward for a private prayer life, is a private relationship with God. Where you don't need, yes, it's a part of the body, but it's not that there is this, I'm broken, I can only pray when I'm with people. I can only worship on a Sunday. That's the reward. But then there is this other element of like, when the believers got together, they prayed. And when they prayed, God answered. And when they petitioned him, he heard them. I've even watched in our society how we've swung to these extremes. I don't know who was in the church era of the like National Day of Prayer. Do you remember that? Like church, every church all over would get together on a day and pray, and everybody was there, and it was like this. I can't remember when the last National Day of Prayer was held and attended. Because it's a value that's lost importance. Prayer indicates that I am dependent on you. You are the one that I depend on. Is that okay? So this is the stretching part. Everyone's like, we're going to pray about a few things together. And I'm asking you, if you don't know the Lord, and if this is weird for you, or if you don't understand, man, you don't have to. But I'd love to stretch you, if you call yourself a believer this morning, to pray. And to speak out loud. And so what we're going to do is, I'm asked my amazing wife to just do a few, because I always say to her, you can't have my attention and my eyes, because I'm so ADD, I need to be doing something, and then you can have my attention. So what we're going to do is, I'm going to put a slide up of sorts, and I'm going to say, hey guys, we're going to pray into this, and there's a few scriptures on there you can read to help yourself, and then we're going to pray for that thing. And I'm not going to leave you for 30 minutes per thing, don't worry. I understand this. I understand that it's daunting. It's like, okay, I haven't prayed in months, and now all of a sudden I need to. And so the idea is, pray, speak out to the Lord, ask him for these things. And you'll hear that I'm not asking you to ask him for a new car for me. This is, the prayer is for your good. It's for your good. Okay. So the first scripture I want to put up, and then we're not going to pray on this, and this is my example of a slide. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And this is one of the key elements to our attitude when we pray. It's out of a place of gratitude. Are you grateful? Who's grateful to the Lord? That's amazing. You've ticked a box. Like science would say, you got a little dopamine hit right now because you did something today. You're like, I ticked the box. I'm thankful. That's the attitude that we pray with. God, I'm grateful to you. Thank you. Okay. Yes, I'm loving the hub. And so this is the first part. I'd love us to just, we're going to start by acknowledging him and declaring and thanking him that he's our Father, that we have a relationship with him, that he saved us, that he made a way for us. So we're going to pray like that. Is that okay? Everyone's looking a little bit nervous. Eric, you're going to be okay. I'll hold your hand. This is just prayer. Okay, I'm not going to pray over the mic. I'm going to put it up, and then we're going to pray together. Cool. You can stand or sit. There are other times when I'm like, we need to stand and do this or that or the next thing, but I want to demystify. The Bible doesn't say when you pray, stand. When you pray, kneel. When you pray, close your hands. When you pray, make sure there isn't those things. What it does say is what we need to do, and what it does say is speak. Okay, so the others are optional, but the compulsory one is speak. Cool, so we're going to do that. here, that you're not far away. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and your kindness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for being a father. I'm grateful to you. Amen. You did it. And I want to go through the process. Do you see that? Sometimes the extremely charismatic are like, that wasn't loud. We weren't shouting, and God's not hard of hearing. And I'm saying there are moments. It said Jesus prayed with a loud cry. There are moments. But what I want to say is, when you prayed right now and you spoke out to him, he heard you. And so we mustn't measure. Because this is what prevents us from praying. We have a certain expectation when we come to pray. It's about, God, I want to speak and communicate. Do you go into every relationship with someone looking to get something out? No. I don't need a withdrawal. I don't need a feedback form every time I pray. Sometimes it's just like, God, thank you that you hear me. Okay. I want to read two scriptures, then we're going to move on. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Is that cool? So here's the next one. We can put up the next one. I'd love you now to pray about anything that you're worried about or that's concerning you. You bring your concerns, your fears. What are you worried about? Same thing. We're going to pray together. We're going to ask him to come and give us peace in these things. We're going to come and we're going to ask him to take them. We're going to ask him to give us his understanding, his lens. Okay, let's do that. don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus, I just want to thank you so much, Father, that you are in control, Lord Jesus. And I pray for every single person sitting here this morning. And even now, like if you can just think of that thing that you need God's peace in, whether it's financial, or whether it's healing, or whether it's relationship stuff, Father, we trust you, Father, with the outcomes, and we ask for your hand and for your will to be done, Father. But more than that, Lord Jesus, we want to ask and trust you for peace. Even right now, Father, we want to ask that you would bring peace upon each person sitting here, the peace that passes human understanding, Lord Jesus. We will never understand, and we don't know what your plans are in our lives. And we do pray into those situations and ask for relief. But more than that, Lord Jesus, we just want to ask you for your peace. You are the God of peace, Lord Jesus. You are the God, Father, who takes away our worries, Lord Jesus. We don't need to worry, and I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We want to ask you for freedom. Freedom from anxiety. Freedom from wanting to be in control, Lord Jesus. And we want to ask for your peace this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
The next thing we're going to do is we're going to pray for his provision. I'd love you to, and I want to make it more specific. I'd love, if you have, in work, if you're struggling with your work, if you're struggling with finding work, if you are battling in your work situation, if you are financially short at the end of every month, if you have debt that you need taken care of, if you have needs that you have, this is a moment, these are things, and I know that sometimes there's extreme theologies that come through of hyper faith and speak to your wallet. This is not what I'm telling you to do. I'm telling you to speak to your Father. And I'm saying you are able to this morning ask him. If you run a business, ask him to bless your business. Ask him that this month would be the best month that the company's had. Ask him to help you financially. If you are in lack, ask him to see your need. Ask him to help you. Is that okay? Let's do that.
Father God, I want to thank you for the provision that you've had in our lives up to this point, God. I want to thank you that everything we have is essentially been given from you, God. And I want to pray, Lord, that as we pray for provision, that this will be something encountered in a supernatural way, that it wouldn't be a striving from a fleshly side, from our side, Father. But I do pray for just a supernatural way that your Holy Spirit would come into our businesses, it would come into our wisdom of how we handle our finances, and it'll come and convict, and it'll come and maybe re-strategize how we do it. But for those of us who have businesses, I pray for just growth on those businesses. I pray for opportunities to open on those businesses, God, where doors that have been closed and relationships that have been maybe burnt that would reopen and provide a sense of financial income there. And for those who are salaried, who have a check month to month, I pray for wisdom there, that there would be wise spending, God, that they would be able to use your wisdom to create a greater sense of provision for themselves. And for those of them that are in positions of maybe promotion or things like that, God, I pray that they would find favor amongst their employers, that you would also give them the strength to work faithfully in those jobs, God, to earn that favor as well, but that favor would have God's hand written all over it.
Yeah, Father, and I even just ask for situations where maybe there's some sitting here with a debt that they don't even feel like that they can pay, that it feels like a noose around their neck monthly, just making it out every single month, not even going further into the red even. I pray right now, God, would you come and do a miracle in their lives, Lord Jesus, that there would be some intervention. I know that you can do this. I know that you can do this. Thank you, Jesus. Good. So the next one, we want to pray for this. We want to pray for more and more of a desire for God and His presence. Lord, I want to seek your kingdom first in my life. And sometimes that comes with super, super realities. It's like, God, I want more of you, but that means there needs to be less of me. And so maybe this is one of those reflection moments of saying, God, I want more of you, but that means I'm sorry for this. But I want more of you in my life. I want a desire for your word. I want to read your word. I want to spend time in your presence. I want to be near you. Would you hold on to me? Okay. We're going to pray for that. I was praying, so.
Yeah, Father, thank you that you've made a way for us to freely come into your presence, God. And your word says that you reward those that seek you. So, Father, would you give us a desire, that the desires of our hearts, as you give us the desires of our hearts, God, would you give us the desire to seek your face, to be found in your presence, Lord. Father, just the desire to be close to you, to be experiencing the sense of your presence, God, that would be something that we desire daily, God, and it would be a lifestyle for us, Father. Lord, would you even open our hearts to see you and open the heavens that we would see you easy, God. And Lord, also that as we awaken, that our desire for first things, Lord, would be to encounter you and to be in your presence, Lord, and to spend time with you. I thank you, Father, that you'd give us a desire for your word, because your word is life. Your word is living and active, God, and is able to change us and shape us and mold us into the image of your Son, Jesus. I pray this in your precious name, God.
I just want to read that scripture for us. And I'm hoping this morning, I know for some this might be difficult. But this is a very normal part of a relationship with God. It's speaking to him about this stuff and bringing it to him. And then also reading scripture. Like, it's so important to include the word of God in every area of your life. This is what shapes us. This is what shapes how we pray. This is what shapes what we believe. And so this one, and I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. The next one we want to do is we want to pray for our leaders. It's one of the things that the Bible literally says, pray for your leaders. Like, it's a command. Like, you don't get to dispute this one theologically. Pray for them. And part of that is our government leaders. Part of that is the leaders in the life of our church, leaders in business. But pray for your leaders. And so we want to do that now. But I want to specifically say, let's maybe start on praying about Wednesday, praying about the elections, praying for the country, praying for the leadership of the country, that God would come and have his way, that he would step in, that there would be peace, that there would be a good outcome, that we would be able to trust in him, that he would, through his supernatural moving, put the right people in the right places. You can't have a perspective on leadership if you're not praying about it. Okay, cool. So we're going to pray for our leaders. Yeah, Father, I pray for Wednesday as we go into elections that you would come and have your way. Lord, I pray for your peace. I pray that you would use Wednesday to bring the right people into the right positions. God, we have hope. There is still so much that you want to do for this nation. And Lord, we want to pray, even according to your word, that you would make space for us to be able to lead a peaceful and a quiet life. Lord, that there would be an element of government not infringing on church, that you would bring the right people in place, that there wouldn't be an external controlling power involved in everything. And so would you bring the right people, Father God, that as cabinets are reshuffled and as new people get appointed, that through this, your kingdom would, there would be opportunity for your kingdom would come, that there would be, even in regards to our law and speech and how that works, that there would be changes, Lord Jesus, that our of what our government currently represents, of such a liberal viewpoint, Lord, that there would be a space for your gospel to be preached in this nation, that there would be space for your kingdom to be able to come. Lord, and I want to pray for the hopeless. I want to pray for those who go into election time every 4 years with a sense of like, oh, well, does it even matter? Does it even mean anything? And I pray, Father, that we wouldn't look to our governments as the source. We would look to you, King Jesus, as the source, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. You are the one that our provision is tied to. You are the one that we tie our life to. We thank you for this, Jesus. Your wonderful name. And then lastly, was that lastly? Oh no, yes, lastly. And so we're going to do this one more, and then I'm going to, as you have grown throughout the morning, all of us, we're going to end by praying all together at the same time in a loud voice. Okay? But this, what we're going to do is we are going to pray for our unbelievers. We're going to pray for family, friends, colleagues. And I'd love you to be specific by name. Ask the Lord. If he gave you, if every person you prayed for by name got saved, how many people would be getting saved in your life? For some of us, it wouldn't change. We wouldn't see any more than we're seeing at the moment. Do you ask God? Parents, your children. Children, your parents. I've got brothers who don't serve the Lord. I've got family who don't know him. I've got friends that I grew up who don't know him. I have this, there's this one waiter at the restaurant that I go every time I'm having a pastoral coffee. I think he's worried about me because every time I'm there, people are crying. I'm not going to mention his name because it's a popular coffee shop. I'm going to pray for him to get saved. Do we have people that we are asking the Lord to draw to him? And so we're going to do that by name. If we can pray for our friends, family, colleagues, or familiar people, guys that you run into consistently, same shop, same place, same mechanic, same accountant, whoever it is, that the Lord would open an opportunity, that he would bring them to know him. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, Lord, I thank you that you made a way for all of us to know you, Lord. Lord, that it was you that first drew us in, Lord. It was your kindness that led us to repentance, Lord. And I pray for everyone who's on our hearts this morning, Lord, that you would show them your kindness, Lord. It's only you that can soften our hearts, Lord. And I pray that you would just soften hearts and draw people into you, Lord. That they would know your love and your mercy and your kindness that you've so freely given all of us, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Cool. We can stand together. We're going to end. We're going to pray this. We're going to pray together, and then we're going to end the meeting there. This morning has been super different. I really hope that there has been a point, and the point is wanting us to be a people of prayer, wanting to help exercise that muscle, because once you do it, and you start to realize, and you start to see, and I really am trusting God for testimonies, even this week, that as we've prayed for these things, that actually you're going to see that God does something at work, that He does something with that guy you were praying for to come to know Him, that He does something, that you would leave with that peace. But I wonder if we can all pray together out loud for this, your kingdom come, your will be done. And so, Lord, we want to pray, would you come and establish your kingdom and your rule and reign in our lives, Lord Jesus. We want to serve you. We want to lay our lives down for you. We want to give our lives for the sake of the kingdom. And so, Lord, I pray that through your church, that you would make your manifold wisdom known, that through us as believers, in the way that we love each other, in the way that we serve one another, in the way that we pour out our hearts to you, it's may your kingdom come. We don't want to build our own kingdom. We don't want to do our own thing. We want to see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We want to see every person come to know Jesus. We want to see every area of our lives submitted to you, Jesus. I pray that in the areas where there has been shadows or sin in our lives, would your kingdom come? Would you rectify? Would you purify? Would you come and set us apart for you, Lord Jesus? I pray that in areas where we need growth, would your kingdom come? We ask, Father, that your kingdom would come and your will would be done. We thank you for this, Jesus, in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen. So I did just want to say we're not going to do that every week, I understand. The idea is, though, is that for the comms, especially as we get together, please, I want to remind you, prayer is not a tick box. This is such an incredible, I don't know about you, but I know that when I spend time praying like I did today, it does something inside of my faith. I'm like, yes, Lord, I trust you. Would you come? You don't have to do all the things that you don't like doing. It's about speaking, communicating, and meeting with Him.